大家好
，Greetings。
我们今年是羊年呢。
This is the year of the sheep。
你看英文翻译就很多不同的翻译了，是 lamb 啊，是 sheep 啊，还是 ram？ 我们都不知道哈。
There are many English words for the Chinese sheep, so we don't know which word to use。
但是我想到呢，我们主耶稣也是。神的羔羊，所以今年就是耶稣的年了。
So we know that our Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God, so this would be the year of Jesus as well.
我们讲到之前，我们也一同祷告。
Well, let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我求主你预备我们的心。
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to prepare our hearts.
特别今天我们看到主耶稣成为我们的榜样。
Especially today, we see that the Lord Jesus is our example today.
愿意我们放下自己去跟随耶稣。
So that we may put down ourselves and follow Jesus.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 在2009年的时候呢，有一部电影叫Invictus。
In the 2009, there was a movie. The movie's name is Invictus.
那么呢，是讲到呢，从前南非的总统 Nelson Mandela.
Just 谈到 the previous, the late president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela.
他怎么通过这个橄榄球rugby 呢？他把南非统一起来呢？
He tells how he unified South Africa through the game of rugby.
我们知道了南非呢，其实从1948年一直到1994年呢，是一个种族隔离的一个国家。
So we know that in South Africa between 1948 and 1994, there each race divided the ruling themselves.
他的意思就是呢，特别就是这些白人呢，虽然他们是少数，但是呢，他在国家里面呢是有特权的。
But you know these Caucasians who were the minority group in number, but they have special privileges.
当时这个 Mandela 他是一个律师，他就反对南非政府这个不公义的做法。
So whenAt that time, Mandela was a lawyer. He's against apartheid that practice in South Africa.
那么呢，最后在1964年呢，他就被判终身监禁。
So in 1964, he was in prison for a lifetime sentence.
但是1990年呢，他就被释放出来。
But he was released in 1990.
94年的时候呢，他南非第一次选举的时候呢，他就成为南非第一任的总统。
So in 1994, he was the first, and during the very first public election, he was elected to be the president.
当时他是76岁，第一位的黑人的南非总统。
So at that time, he was 76 years old. He was the first black person to be the president.
所以当时南非所有的黑人有一个希望，就是 Mandela 会为他们报仇。
So in those days, and all the black people in South Africa, they wished that Nelson Mandela will revenge on their behalf.
但是呢 ，Mandela 当他宣誓的时候呢，他希望南非是一个不但只是一个黑人的国家，也是一个白人的国家。
So during his inauguration oath, he said he wished that South Africa would become a country for the black people as well as for the white.
所以呢，他形容了南非是一个彩虹的国家。
So he called the country as a rainbow nation.
当时南非这个Mandela 这个愿望啊，这个要求啊，只是呢，他的。人民呢觉得这个是不可能的一件事情。
At that time, this wish of Mandela was considered impossible by the people.
当我读腓立比书的时候呢，我想 腓立比教会收到保罗的信的时候，他也有同一样的感觉。
When I was reading the book of Philippians, when the people in the church received the epistle, I think they have the same feeling.
特别在二章，三到四节里面呢，他谈到，你们不可借党啊，不可贪图这个虚浮的荣耀，要全心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Especially in the chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, he says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself.
你有没有试过看别人比自己强呢？
Have you tried to view others as stronger than yourself?
你有没有试过好像第四节的时候讲到个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Have you tried, as verse 4 says, do not consider only your own things, but also others, the interests of others.
如果人家都顾自己的事，你还要顾他的事吗？
Do you have to take care of, think for others' interests?
这个就是为什么呢？保罗把这个命令讲完以后呢，就把耶稣基督的故事放在后面。
That's why after Paul gives this commitment, he continued with the story of Jesus.
他希望呢，耶稣基督的榜样，成为我们基督徒的一个启发。
So he hoped that the example of our Lord Jesus can inspire us Christians.
所以第五节呢，他讲到你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
So in verse 5, he says, in your relationship with one another, the same mindset of Jesus.
所以今天我们就要来看耶稣是怎么实行他的谦卑的呢？
So let's look at how did Jesus practice his humility.
所以呢，第一点我们要看到的就是谦卑的实行。
So the first is the practice of humility.
第一样就是呢，我们不找不谦卑的借口。
So we do not find any excuses for not being humble.
那第六节里面讲到呢，耶稣基督本有神的形象。
So in the verse 6, Jesus was in the nature of God.
所以他的意思就是说，耶稣就是神。
In other words, he says Jesus is God.
耶稣与父神是同等的。
So he is equal with God the Father.
那当我们面对二章第三节，他说个人看别人比自己强的时候，我们觉得很为难。
So it was difficult for us to think others as better than ourselves.
明明我的地位、我的身份、我的能力都比这个人强，怎么可能我可以看自己？看他比我强呢。
So, especially when my name and my ability and my position are higher and better than him, how can I consider him as stronger than me?
所以结果我们的结论就是，这句话不是写给我的。
So we conclude that this was not spoken for us.
所以呢，我不适合这个第二章三节这个命令不适合我。
So this.Commandment of verse chapter 2 verses 3 it doesn't fit for me.
但是如果你想到主耶稣本有神的形象这句话的时候，他就否定我们以上的一个借口。
So if you think Jesus was being in the very nature of God, then it negates our excuses.
什么叫神呢？
What's that?
What is God? Okay, 什么
what's
this?
What is God?
Okay, 神就是最大的意思嘛。
So God means the greatest.
所以没有东西，没有人在耶稣以上呢。
There's nothing above Jesus.
没有人，没有一个是比他更强的。
There's no one is better than Jesus.
所以如果耶稣基督他可以谦卑的时候呢？那么呢，没有一个人说我不可能谦卑。
So if Jesus can humble himself, so none of us cannot not humble ourselves.
你不能说看别人比我强这句话不能用在我的身上。
So you cannot say to think others, consider others better than me, does not apply to me.
这个是第一个启发。
That's the first inspiration.
第二个启发呢，是耶稣解释了看别人比自己强的意思。
So the second is that believing Jesus, it explained the meaning of consider others better than myself.
当你看别人比自己强呢，你不是说他比你厉害哦。
When you do that, you think other better than you, does not mean he is smarter.
那你看耶稣在第六节里面，他是怎么实现这句话？
So in verse 6, how did Jesus fulfill this saying?
他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
So he does not think of being in the very nature of God as grasped upon himself.
这句话的意思就是主耶稣没有为自己的利益而坚持。
So in another word, it means Jesus did not consider for his own benefit that prove himself.
他没有坚持，因为他与父神是同等的，这个位置所带来的这个利益，他没有坚持。
He did not insist on the benefit that comes being equal with God.
你现在想象一下。
So if you just think about it,
你下班回家。
When you come home from work,
你见到了厨房里面呢，都是这些肮脏的盘子。
When you see all the dirty dishes in the sink,
转个头来看一看，见到你的太太呢，坐在沙发上面休息。
And when you look around, you see your wife sitting resting in the sofa.
你心里面就想
So what are you thinking?
我今天在外面打拼，现在是我回家收拾的时间，没有可能要我拾盘子嘛。
So I work hard all day outside. Now I come home, it's my time to rest. It's impossible for me to clean the dishes.
这个太太也知道这个丈夫在盯着她哦。
And the wife also knows the husband thinking the same.
然后呢，他心里面就说了。
And then she says,
那你不要以为我不用上班就在家里面享福啊。
Don't think that I don't go outside of work, I'm just enjoying at home.
为了你几个儿子，我每天跑出去载他们。
For some of your sons, every day I drive them to places.
你在公司里面还有空调，我就在外面日晒雨淋。
So when you work in the office, you have air conditioning. When I go out, I have a hot weather.
我比你更有权利去休息。
I have more right than you to enjoy, relax.
其实两个人都有道理啊。
They both are right.
但是如果你看别人比自己强的时候呢？你就会好像耶稣一样，不坚持自己的权利。
So when you consider others as better than yourself, you are just like Jesus. You do not insist upon your own rights.
主耶稣呢，不单只不坚持自己的权利。
Not only Jesus did not insist on his own rights.
第七节里面讲到呢，他反倒虚己。
And in verse 7.He said he became humble.
耶稣是怎么虚己呢？
How did he humble himself?
第七节里面呢就告诉我们了。
In verse 7, it tells us,
除了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
So he became the nature of a servant being made in human likeness.
耶稣的谦卑的表现就是他成为一个仆人。
So the presentation of Jesus' humility is he became a servant.
我们说呢，他没有放弃他成为神的一个这个身份。
He did not give up the position as God.
他只是主动的把这个仆人的身份穿上去。
he voluntarily put this position of a servant on himself.
他自愿地去接受成为一个仆人。
So he voluntarily accepted the responsibility as a servant.
我们在约翰福音十三章里面呢，都读过耶稣为门徒洗脚的这个故事。
We all have the story in John verse 13.
这个就是耶稣跟门徒到了一个地方去守逾越节。
This is when Jesus and his disciples went to observe the Passover.
那么呢，进了房子里面呢，没有一个仆人为他们洗脚。
After they entered the room, they didn't have any servant to wash their feet.
每一个人都知道呢，他们有洗脚这个需要。
Everybody knows they need to wash their feet.
但是没有人愿意成为一个仆人。
But none of them were willing to become a servant.
因为他们都坚持他们的权利。
Because they all insist upon their rights.
他不愿意看别人比自己强。
They're not willing to consider others being better than themselves.
结果耶稣自己自愿地承担这个责任。
So,Jesus himself voluntarily took on the responsibility
为门徒洗脚
and washed the feet of the disciples.
当你看别人比你自己强的时候
when you can look to consider others being better than you,
你就是看别人的需要比起你自己的权利更重要
So you consider their needs are more important than your own rights.
你为自愿的承担这个面前的这个责任。
So you are voluntarily take upon the responsibility.
第四点呢，是讲到呢，我们会认同对方的需要。
The next point is that we can commit ourselves to the needs of others.
耶稣呢，不单只除了这个奴仆的形象。
Not only Jesus took the servant position.
他也成为一个人了。
He also became a man.
他成为一个人的时候，就是认同人的需要。
When he became a man, he committed himself to the needs of men.
当我刚刚结婚的时候呢，有一句话常常在我们吵架的时候重复的。
There was when my wife and I quarreled. There's one sentence that we often repeated.
大概这个意思就是。自然我可以，为什么你不可以呢？
It says, naturally I can do it, why can't you?
比方说，为什么我可以吃菜不吃肉，你又不能够呢？
Why I can only eat the vegetables and not the meat, why can't you do the same?
或者说，我可以长期工作不休息，为什么你也不可以呢？
In other words, I can work a long time without a rest. Why can't you?
那经过23年的磨练以后呢，我现在了解了。
After 23 years of trials, now I understand.
就是你会认同对方的需要。
So that you can commit and identify with the needs of others.
当你去顾别人的事的时候。你会从别人的需要这个角度去看。
When you start to consider for others, you will begin to see from their needs.
你会看他的体能、他的生活的习惯跟他的背景跟你不一样。
So you can see that his habits, his lifestyle, and his background are different from yours.
你就会甘心的去服侍他。
And you willingly to serve him.
最后呢，保罗在第八节里面呢讲了一句话。
Find that in verse 8, Paul had another saying here.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross.
这句话是告诉我们，耶稣的谦卑呢是毫无保留的。
So this tells us the humility of Jesus has no end. He totally.
OK. 我们在教会里面都找个人侍奉啊。
And we need people to serve in our church.
当你找人侍奉的时候呢，通常呢，这个人就会问你几条问题了。
When you ask people to serve in the church, they usually ask you some questions.
这个人会问你，这个工作范围有多是什么？
He says, "What is the scope of my duty?"
他说，你告诉他以后，他说，哇，这么多。
When you told him, he said, "Oh, that much."
第二条问题他会问你的是，要做多久啊？
The second question is, "How long do I need to do it?"
比方说你说三个月。
If you say 3 months,
他说不行啊，那我三月要放假，所以我不能commit 三个月给你。
So he says, no, I cannot do it for 3 months because I have a vacation coming up.
所以呢，但是主耶稣呢，当他谦卑的时候呢，他不是这样子的，他是毫无保留的谦卑。
So when Jesus humbled himself, he's not like us.His humility is without any reservation.
我常想到呢，当主耶稣成为一个人的时候呢，是一个永远的一个事实。
So when I often think when Jesus became a man, it was a permanent event.
我的意思就是，他不是演绎，好像演戏一样。
I don't think he's doing it just to show.
演戏的意思就是。你演示的就是穿一个戏服，演完了，那么你把这个衣服一脱，你就变成本来的你了。
So to play a show is just like you put on the costume. When the show is over, you took off the costume, become your original self.
但是你知道，耶稣成为一个人以后，他就永远有人的身体，是他一部分了。
So you know, when Jesus became a man, he has the part of him that is man permanently.
他复活以后还有这个身体跟他一致的。
So when he after his resurrection, you can see the same body that died with him is still with him.
你看呢，当耶稣成为人的时候呢，以赛亚书53:2讲到，他无遮容，遮形，美容。我们看见他的时候，也无美貌使我们羡慕他。
So in Isaiah 53 says that he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance made us to esteem him.
不单指他的谦卑让他得到这个身体是我们不会羡慕他的，还有他的谦卑让他毫无保留的死在十字架上。
So not only his humility made us have no, we do not admire him, also we do not know have his without reservation.
一直以来，我觉得呢，十字架最，你可以说最残酷的地方就是他的痛苦。
So I think.From history, the most cruel part of the cross is his passion.
但是呢，你知道十字架不单只是很痛苦，还是呢，它是一个我们是说是一个侮辱，就是一个 shame， 一个受辱在这个人身上。
So not only we think the cross is very painful, it also brought extreme shame.
当你去侍奉别人的时候，有的时候你会面对好像十字架一样。
So when you go serve other people, as if you are carrying the cross.
你成为一个奴仆的样式，那么侍奉你的人的确就当你好像一个仆人一样。
So you become a servant, and those people will treat you as a servant.
他们不会谢谢你。
They would not thank you.
还有你可能遭遇别人的批评
You may even be criticized
好像保罗呢他坐牢的时候人家就是供给他
When Paul was in prison the people provided for him
但是如果我们以主耶稣成为我们的榜样的时候我们都不会因为这些借口而不谦卑
So if Jesus is our example we will not find any excuses to not humble ourselves.
我们不会说这个太难了，我不去做。
We would not say, this is too hard for me.
走到十一节呢，他讲到另外的一点，就是这个谦卑的定律。
The next verse is talking about the definition for being for humility. The law of for humility.
按照人的，当我们按照好像主耶稣一样谦卑的时候呢，我们呢会带来一个很强的一个结果。
So when we become humble as Jesus is, it comes with a strong consequence.
我们知道呢，当神创造这个世界的时候呢，他设立了不同的大自然的定律。
We know that when God created the universe, He set up many laws for the nature.
但是呢，他也设立了很多道德上面的定律。
God also ordained many laws for morality.
其中一个呢，我叫做谦卑的定律。
One of them is called the law of humility.
这个呢，就是在。 彼得前书五章五到六节里面呢，神说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。So
in 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6, it says, Because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
所以上面他说，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手上，到了时候，他必叫你升高。
Therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time.
大自然的定律呢可能会改变，但是呢，这个谦卑的定律一定不会改变。The
law of nature may change, but the law of humility will not.
其实呢，腓立比书二章九节呢，是在以赛亚书里面的一个预言。
So in Philippians 2:9 was prophesied in Isaiah.
神已经告诉我们呢，当人去谦卑的时候呢，他会把这个人升高。So
we know that it says when we humble ourselves, God will lift us up.
这个呢是公义的神所立定的一个原则。This
is the law that was ordained by the righteous God.
所以当你看别人比自己强，你去顾别人的事的时候，最后神会提升你。So
when you consider others being better than you, when you consider the needs of other people's interests, God will lift you up.
但是呢，你要等到神的时间表到了，到了时候，他必叫你升高。So
But you have to wait for God's timetable. In due time, God will exalt you.
那不单指谦卑会带来神升高你，谦卑会带来一个合一。So
not only humility will lift you up, humility also brings unity.
在第十节里面呢，讲到呢，将来呢。 一切在天上、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。So
in verse 10 it says that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
这个他讲到将来这些人呢会称赞耶稣。 耶稣为主，称赞他的名。那么这个名是什么名呢？
So they say that all the people will praise Jesus and praise His name. What is this name?
其实呢，这个名就是耶和华。So
this is name is Jehovah.
所以呢，不单指父神在圣经里面呢，他的名是耶和华，其实耶稣基督他的名字也是耶和华。So
not only God's name is Jehovah in the Bible, so is Jesus' name also the same.
那么你说，我们是敬拜多少个神呢？
So you ask, how many gods do we worship?
其实我们就是敬畏三位一体的神呢。
But we only worship the triune God.
其实你看见耶稣基督跟父神跟圣灵呢，他们是完全合一的。
So here you can see Jesus and the God the Father are completely in unity.
以至到呢，他最后讲到，当耶稣被敬拜的时候，这个荣耀是归于父神的。
So in the last, when you say, when Jesus was in worshiping, all the glory was ascribed to God.
所以呢，你看见呢，他跟父神的合一是分不开的。
So you can see, he and the God the Father cannot be separated. They're united together.
我们都以为呢，人的谦卑就是一个软弱的表现。
We often think when men become humble means that they are weak.
但是你没有想过，其实当你谦卑的时候，却能够发挥一个很大的一个能力。
So actually, you never thought when you become humble, you are using a great strength.
这个能力会带来教会的合一，好像这个三位一体的真神的合一。
And this strength can bring the unity of the church, just like the unity of the triune God.
94年的时候 ，Mandela 成为南非的总统。
In 1994, Mandela became the president of South Africa.
当时的南非只是面对一个分裂。
In those days, South Africa is still facing division.
1/3的人口是没有工作的。
1/3 of population are jobless.
那么 ，Mandela 他立志要统一这个国家。
But Mandela wanted to unify the country.
刚好呢，95年呢，就是当时南非举办橄榄球的世界杯。
So in 1995, in South Africa, they had the World Championship of Rugby.
所以呢，他有一年的时间去准备。
So he had a whole year to prepare for it.
Mandela 他就希望通过橄榄球呢去统一这个国家。
And Mandela wanted to unify the country through rugby.
但是呢，你知道呢，橄榄球基本上是一个白人的游戏。
So you know that the rugby is a game of the Caucasians.
当时呢，南非的黑人呢最讨厌看橄榄球。
So the people in South Africa they hated the rugby.
当他们看橄榄球的时候，唯一的希望呢就是跟南非打对打的这个对手会赢。
So when they were watching the game, they were hoping their opponents would win the game.
没有一个南非的黑人呢会穿他们南非国家队 Springbok 的这个球衣的。
So none of the black person want to wear the uniform of their team, the Springbok.
那么 Mandela 怎么可以用橄榄球去统一这个国家呢？
So how can Mandela unify the country with rugby?
那么呢，他就邀请这个他们当时橄榄球的队长跟他见面。
So he invited the captain of the rugby team to meet with him.
队长呢，他是一个白人呢，他说呢，其实他对 Mandela 一点好感都没有。
So the captain is a white person and he has no good feelings toward Mandela.
因为呢，他从小呢，他爸爸妈妈就告诉他呢 ，Mandela 呢是一个坏人。
Because since he was very young, his parents told him that Mandela is not a good person.
但是呢，他对 Mandela 呢的感觉的改变了。
But his attitude toward Mandela changed.
改变的原因呢，就是他去看 Mandela 坐牢的过去30年坐牢的这个地方。
He went to visit the room where Mandela was in prison for 30 years. That changed him.
这个监牢呢，只有8尺跟乘以7尺，一个很小的一个地方。
So this room in the prison is only 8x4, very small.
8x7.
8x7, it's very small.
但是呢 ，Mandela 却可以坐牢30年以后，出来以后，他就饶恕这些迫害他的人。
But after he was released after 30 years, he was able to forgive those who persecuted him.
所以呢，这个事情激动了这个队长。
So this event that stirred up this captain.
把这个南非这个战狼球队呢，本来呢是一个很弱的、很冷门的一个球队，一直打到了最后决赛的时候。
So the team of South Africa was a very weak, a very poor team, but they fought all the way until the final decision.
但是呢，他当时面对这个对手呢是。当时最强的新西兰 New Zealand 这队。
So their opponent was the strongest team at that time was from New Zealand.
决赛的之前呢，这个总统就来到这个球队的面前去鼓励他们。
So right before the final game, the president came to encourage the team.
他们见到 Mandela 的时候，他是穿他们的这个球衣。
Mandela came in their uniform, and so they saw him in their uniform.
Mandela 穿他们战狼球的球衣，上面这个号码呢，就是这个队长的号码。
And the number of the uniform Mandela wore was the same number of the captain.
这个队长在2013年讲回这件事的时候，他说他看见以后，他快要哭起来了。
So in 2013, when this captain recalled that event, he can't help but cry.
他说呢，当时这场比赛的确是很困难，但是呢，他们很努力的，就在法定时间的时候呢，就怎么？就是平手啊，就是要扎实再打下去。
So he remembered during that game they fought very hard, and during the regulation time they tied, so they have to go overtime.
就是在扎实的时候呢，南非就赢了。
And South Africa won the game in the overtime.
当这个队长领奖的时候，这个有一个记者问他。
So whenThe team, the captain went to receive the reward. Some journalists asked him.
他说今天就是场上面六万的观众都支持你们了。
So today, on this stadium, 60,000 audience supported you.
这个队长说不是。
He said no, not that.
他是说。全南非4000万的移民都支持他。
So he says, 40 million of all the people in South Africa supported us.
支持以后，南非就合一了。
After that, South Africa became unified.
谦卑是一个很困难的事情。
So it's very difficult to be humble.
因为我们不想放弃我们的权利。
Because we do not want to give up our rights.
有的时候我们要放弃我们的尊严。
Sometimes we have to give up our respectability.
但是如果你想到主耶稣所做的。
But if you think what Jesus has done.
他不找借口不去谦卑。
He does not find any excuses not to be humble.
难道我们可以找借口不谦卑吗？
Should we find excuses to not be humble?
谦卑这个定律是神所立定的。
So the law of humility was ordained by God.
当你去谦卑的时候，神会把你升高。
So when you humble yourself, God will exalt you.
还有他会带因为你的谦卑带来合一。
Because of your humility, it also will bring unity.
我们最后一同祷告。
But let us pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
希望我们每一个人都好像主耶稣一样。
We really wish each one of us is just like our Lord Jesus.
可以放下自己去谦卑。
So we can put down ourselves and be humble.
因为这个是你的旨意。
Because that is your will.
但是我们知道我们自己没有这个力量去做到。
But we know we don't have the power to do it.
愿意主你每天给我们力量去效法你的榜样。
May Lord Jesus every day give us the strength to follow your example.
让主你 给我们见到你把谦卑的人升高，还有就是因为谦卑带来的合一。
We also wish you would exalt those who humble themselves because humility brings unity.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.